From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. At least 11 people are missing from an oil platform off the coast of Louisiana. Seven workers are badly hurt from an explosion and fire late last night on the offshore drilling platform. There's no word on what caused it. The authorities say the fire is still burning, and now the platform is leaning. The Coast Guard is searching the water around the scene for lifeboats or people in the water. It's more than 50 miles southeast off the tip of Louisiana. The Icelandic volcano that grounded air traffic for nearly a week has also wreaked havoc on a number of industries. Aside from the airline business, manufacturers that rely on air transport for their parts and companies that sell perishable goods feel the pinch. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The airline business lost $1.7 billion as of yesterday, according to the International Air Transport Association. This after losing nearly $10 billion last year. The silver lining was that airlines saved more than $100 million a day in fuel costs, but officials said it would take 3 years to recover. Some manufacturers, such as BMW in Germany, had to stop production temporarily. They were short on interior and electronic parts, which are usually shipped by air. And countries that sell perishable goods to Europe, in Africa and the Caribbean, were especially hit. Kenya's growers lost $12 million, for example, as flowers and fruit rotted while waiting to be transported. There were some winners. Train and ferry services were enjoying a boon they had not seen in years. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Teachers in Cleveland are fighting the school district's decision to cut more than 500 teachers because of a budget gap and declining enrollment. From member station WKSU, Kevin Niedermeyer reports.
The Cleveland School Board made the decision Tuesday to cut teachers, support staff, and principals in all 10% of the district's 8,000 employees. School administrators say the cuts will help close a $53 million budget gap and better staff a district that's closing 16 school buildings because of enrollment losses. Cleveland Teachers Union President David Quolke says the cuts will hurt students because of increased class sizes, and the union is fighting the cuts.
Obviously, that's going to result in less individualized instruction. To help struggling students, and to challenge those students who are performing above grade level.
The district is offering pay cuts to reduce the number of layoffs. The situation in Cleveland reflects those in urban school districts nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
A Senate panel has passed draft legislation regulating the financial industry. The Senate Agriculture Committee's bill targets the complex and little-understood derivatives market. The vote was 13-8 and passed mostly on party lines. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley joined Democrats in supporting it. It requires people who trade in derivatives to report their work. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 14 at 11,131. This is NPR. Advocates for sexual abuse victims are calling on Pope Benedict to block a retired cardinal from celebrating a special mass at the largest Roman Catholic church in the country. The advocates say retired Cardinal Dario Catriz Ohones supported another bishop who refused to let police take a priest accused of pedophilia. The priest was ultimately arrested and the bishop was briefly suspended. The advocates say inviting the cardinal to the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., will honor wrongdoers. The parents of a Colorado boy who was thought to have floated away in a silver balloon last October have agreed to pay about $36,000 in restitution. NPR's Jeff Brady says a judge approved the couple's settlement with prosecutors.
The Larimer County Sheriff's Office and other agencies had asked for $48,000 to cover their cost for the incident last October, but after negotiations with Richard and Mayumi Heaney's lawyer, the amount was reduced to $36,000. On October 15th, the parents reported that their six-year-old son had gone missing, and they thought he was in a balloon. Cameras followed the craft on live television, but it was later learned the boy was hiding in the family's attic all along, and the parents knew that. The father was sentenced to 90 days in jail and the mother to 20 days in charges related to the incident. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
The quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers has been suspended for 6 games by the NFL. Commissioner Roger Goodell says Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is being punished for violating Major League Football's personal conduct policy. Roethlisberger is accused of sexually assaulting a woman last month in Georgia. However, last week, prosecutors decided not to charge him. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.